This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Thursday. It is February, and generally in February we talk about hearts. We talk about heart disease. It ought to be something we're concerned about 12 months out of the year, because it is still the leading cause of death in the United States of America. And it is our great pleasure to welcome Dr. Pat Murphy, who is with Prairie Cardiovascular. Now, help me out here with the title. I don't know what a nuclear cardiologist is.
Well, actually, a nuclear cardiologist is somebody who does nuclear cardiology medicine studies. So our stress tests and our imaging are considered nuclear cardiology.
So it sounds very impressive.
Oh, it sounds very impressive, and luckily it is. It's a great way for us to decide whether or not people have significant heart disease.
Okay. In this country, sometimes certain diseases get more kind of hype than others, and it's really not based on the number of people impacted. I look at what's been done with breast cancer, for instance, and, you know, like, and largely, you know, due to one family, you know, who created something, you know, out of that.
Sure.
And it's not that breast cancer isn't serious, but heart disease impacts so many more people. It's the number one killer. Do people realize that?
They certainly should. I mean, it comes off of all of the advertisements that we see these days. Yes, you see it on TV, you see it on the news. Yes, it's the number one killer, not only in the United States, but in the world.
Right, but on a Sunday at an NFL game, you don't see them wearing red necessarily, you know, to highlight. I think sometimes this is what we do as marketing, and sometimes, you know, depending on the marketing, stuff can get maybe on the priority list a little out of whack. Not that that's a negative thing, but it's still the number one killer. I'm just not sure we treat it that way in this country.
Well, we could always give things even more attention than we do. I would agree with you. February being Heart Month, we try to do that. It's the one month that the NFL really isn't part of it. Maybe the new league will wear red for us.
Maybe. There's a good partnership. All right, I want to talk about prevention, and I want to talk about signs of a heart attack, because we can talk about technology all day long, and we did earlier today, and it's never been better and better for the patient, because we're literally taking this stuff to them in their homes when they're calling 911, or if a kid collapses on a gymnasium floor during a game, and how quickly that attention is paid could make all the difference in the world. But let's talk about prevention first. Now, there are people that are hardwired, just DNA, that may have heart problems, and no matter what they do on this list, it won't change that. But for a lot of people, being active, being physically fit, getting exercise, watching what you eat, being mindful of things, walk us through those prevention exercises.
Well, those are very, very important. You bring up a good point. Genetics is the biggest thing. The second biggest thing, and the most preventable cause of disease in the country right now, is not your diet. It's smoking. It's still smoking. Tobacco is horrible for all of us. Everybody knows that. I've never met a patient who ever argued with me and told me, actually the cigarettes I'm smoking are really good for me. You know, they know that. But it's an addiction. I mean, we talk about the opioid addiction. We have a tobacco addiction, and the tobacco addiction is helping lead to the greatest cause of death and disease in this country.
We also have an obesity problem in this country, and people eating a lot of processed food. You know, one of the things we're doing with this WSOY challenge is, you know, logging meals, you know, in MyFitnessPal, and really looking at macros and looking at diet in a very specific way.
Sure.
And once again, the technology is there. Free app that you can use to figure out what you're putting into your body, but as Americans, by and large, we're not doing that.
No. And you know, as you hear about farm to fork, and you hear about locally supervised and supported agriculture, that's what's going to really help us as well. The less preservatives you put into whatever you're putting in your mouth, the better. If you can eat it off the tree or off the stem, even best. So, yeah, that's incredibly important. Not being overweight, not being inactive. The cartoon movie from a few years ago that showed all of us eventually flying around in the spaceships because we couldn't move. You know, that's where things are going if we don't take care of ourselves every day.
I see it in kids in particular. And the obesity is a problem for heart disease, but it's also a problem for diabetes, which is also all connected.
Exactly.
And so blood sugar is a big thing to worry about now. But mainly, I worry, you know, if I were going into medicine today, I think I would go into either carpal tunnel syndrome or like curvature of the spine, because this is every 12-year-old kid with a video game 12 hours a day. They're not going outside the way we did when we were kids.
Exactly.
So what can parents do?
Parents can limit screen time.
Yep.
You know, whether it's the cell phone, the video game. I mean, I think that those are fun. They're important. You learn things from them. But you know what? You learn things from those doing them 45 minutes to an hour a day, not 12 hours a day. You know, Instagram and all of these things. You know what? You don't have to be connected. And in fact, not being connected for our young people may be even better. Learn what's in your own head. Don't listen to what Johnny down the street's telling you he's doing this afternoon. Why don't you go do something and you can tell him about it tomorrow when you see him face to face.
Wow. I think he would literally, our 15-year-old, look at me like I was speaking like Martian. I mean, yep. if I had that conversation. All right. February's Heart Month. Warning signs of a heart attack. We're visiting with Dr. Pat Murphy from Prairie Cardiovascular. What are the warning signs if someone thinks they're having or potentially having a heart attack?
Well, we all have heard of and know of chest pain in the middle of your chest. It feels like there's an elephant sitting on my chest. I can't breathe. I'm sweating. There's pain going down my arms. We all know about that, and that's pretty classic. We've all heard that women particularly have symptoms that don't necessarily follow the general guy symptoms. You know, sometimes women and even guys can have weirder things, like maybe it's just shortness of breath. Last week I could climb 3 flights of stairs, and now I can't make it up the first flight without having to stop. Something that's changing can be heart disease and or a heart attack. I'm weak. I'm dizzy. I don't feel good. Any of that, particularly as we all continue to get a day older every day, all of that can be signs and symptoms. We have to pay attention. We have to not wish away the symptoms that we're having.
You mentioned something I think, or hit on briefly there, something that's very important. There's a tendency to think of heart disease as a male or dominant male thing. 600,000 deaths a year, there are plenty of women who are suffering from heart attacks. It's not a man thing.
No, it is. It is. Everybody has an equal opportunity to have heart disease and heart attacks, yes. And particularly as, you know, again, when we were all kids, people got to the age of 65 and they died. And you didn't have to worry about retirement because you weren't going to be that old. People today are living much longer and are much more active. I have 90-year-old people out hiking, and that's what I want. You know, that's the goal. But when you're 90, the chances of something going wrong is higher than when you were 45.
All right. The Heart to Heart Open House, which is next Tuesday from 5 to 7. The Prairie Heart Institute, you take a tour of that while you're here. People can just show up here at the lobby. It's free. You don't need to RSVP. They're going to tour the Heart Institute, and you're going to be able to talk to cardiologists. Do you like that sort of one-on-one interaction with people who...
Oh, absolutely. I and all of my partners really enjoy being able to sit down, look at somebody in the eye, and ask and answer the questions that they want answered.
What about the pre-screening with the technology today? Is there still a reluctance in people not wanting to know?
People don't want
to know. That's human nature, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But the pre-screening can pull in on an awful lot of people who are going to have a problem next month and get them before they have their problems.
All right. Amazing stuff. Dr. Pat Murphy, thank you for sharing the expertise today.
Thank you much.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.